In your role supporting individuals with mental health diagnoses, you will need to understand how to respond to a crisis. The way you respond in a crisis will determine the person's path of recovery. Before you can respond and be proactive, it is important to know what crisis is like for the people you support. Listen to Peyton's story from the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
One minute, I was so high that my body and mind entered a nirvana-like state with feelings of ultimate power and supreme authority. And then in the next minute, I felt so paranoid and scared that I thought my heart would thump out of my chest. The mania escalated to the level that I believed a police officer was trying to pull me over to murder me. I took the police on a high-speed chase and was arrested for the first time in my life. A couple of days later, I believed I was waging nuclear war with China and President Bush was obeying my signals from my jail cell. I thought a microchip was implanted in my lung and the evil forces of the government were trying to control my actions. I was eventually placed in a mental health hospital and remained there for nearly a month.